It's late at night in the city. After burning the midnight oil and finally catching up on a backlog of reports, an office worker checks his email before closing down his workstation. He notices a reminder from his line manager about tomorrow's 8 a.m. meeting on audit compliance. After sending an email that he can't comply, he heads off to the elevator, takes out his iPhone, and calls up the latest podcast from SAblues.org. From the deep, dark, digital depths of Down Under Cyberspace at SAblues.org, transmitted through the ether and downloaded to your mobile media device, comes Podcast 186. It is June 2013's edition of Blues Time. Touring around Australia as I speak to promote his latest album entitled The Pilgrim, journeying out of Canberra and spreading his brand of Australian blues far and wide, here is Owen Campbell.
I can't see beyond it. You know I never had the mind. You know I've been checking out, baby, all the time. The heaven sent you, but the devil I know. I don't really mind if you tell me I'm gone. I know I am. Never had the patience, no one ever had the time. I never gave the service at your loving knees. Won't you turn around? I'm a rolling stone, back down the dirty road. I'm a rolling on home, I guess I am. And I believe you, honey. And I believe the sun. What on the way for me? Won't you? What on the way for me? What on? No, I can't see beyond. You know I never had the mind. You know I've been checking out all the time. Heaven sent you, but the devil I know. I don't really mind if you tell me I'm gone. I know I am. I'm a wrecking ball. And I believe, honey. And I believe the sun. What on the way for me? What on the way for me? Down the dirty road, I'm a rolling on home. Back down the dirty road, I'm a rolling home.
Wrecking Ball from the album The Pilgrim. That's Owen Campbell. Here is an outfit formed in 2010 by four Indiana University arts students. They play a powerful mix of rural blues with a rock and roll edge. The band, Charlie Patton's War, and from their self-titled album, it is the track Get Gone.
Skipping the downside. Lizard in a whirlwind, monkey in a trash bin. That's just the bright spots. Humming a machinery ringing in my ears, and the buzzing of my thoughts and the room upstairs. What do? You keep on rolling. Roll, roll, roll. Everybody got to roll. Roll, roll, roll. Everybody got to roll. Too late to stand up straight. Finger in a light socket. Everybody wants you. Nobody needs you when they really get to know you. Dark matter keeps pouring on in, looking for a low spot to drown me in. What do you do? Keep on rolling. Roll, roll, roll. Everybody got to roll. Roll, roll, roll. Everybody got to roll. Roll, roll, roll. Everybody got to roll. Roll. Somewhere, and I'm keeping the door cracked. sneaking round the corner, doing what I wanna till I get you to come back. Sliding down the edge of a $1 million bill, it's a long way down to the bottom of the hill. Somebody here say yeah, we got to keep on rolling. Roll, 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 everybody got to roll.
Singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and southern rock icon, Randall Bramblett, and from his ninth album, Bright Spot, it was the track Roll. I mentioned the passing of bluesman Magic Slim back in podcast 184. Standing well over 6 feet, Slim cut a commanding figure on stage. He prowled the boards in his large cowboy hat and filled the place with his slash-and-burn guitar playing, as well as his booming, howling wolf-like vocals. From the album Bad Boy, let's have a listen to the title track. Here is the late Magic Slim, along with The Teardrops.
Bad boy. bad boy.
Bad boy.
Bad boy.
Bad boy.
I'm a bad boy.
Bad boy.
I'm a bad boy. A long way from home.
Yeah. as I do.
With his guitar made from putting two Morris Minor hubcaps back to back, and from his sixth studio album entitled Hubcap Music, that was Stephen Gene Wald, better known as the inimitable Seasick Steve. From Roomful of Blues to the Fabulous Thunderbirds and recording with artists such as Jimmy Witherspoon, Snooky Pryor, Pine Top Perkins, Joe Lewis Walker, Tom Waits and Bob Dylan, here is Michael John the Duke Robillard with his band, and from the album Independently Blue, it's the rocker Loreen.
La 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 Loreen, sweetest thing I ever seen. La 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 Loreen, sweetest thing I ever seen. Now early in the morning before I rise, she brings me coffee and loads of big green eyes. Loreen, Loreen, she's my dog.
Minute by minute, I'm making my way to
1 minute through some 60s rhythm and blues. That's British soul man James Hunter with six of his longtime cohorts, and together they are the James Hunter Six, and that was the title track from their album Minute by Minute, from the album Cottonmouth Man. Here is harmonica legend James Mr. Super Harp Cotton, along with Joe Bonamassa. James Cotton with the title track from his album Cottonmouth Man.
And you heard the Texas hop, and you got down at the checkerboard lounge with the whiskey on the rocks. Now fasten up your seatbelt for a Mississippi jam featuring the one and only Cottonmouth Man. Be killed, Cottonmouth Man, Cottonmouth Man, Cottonmouth, Cottonmouth, Cottonmouth Man.
Greatest blues man that ever lived. Tell me, please, do greatest blues man. man that left. Tell me, please do. Big Bill Broke is on my mind. It should be on yours too. Well, you can do all those things that you wanna do. Do all those things that you wanna do. Gonna sit down right here, play this Big Bill Blues. Yeah. You got some no good hustler standing by your side. Some no good hustler standing by your side. Don't you drop that hustler off and let old Cotton ride. Well, you know some people don't like me. They wanna put me down. Some people don't like me. They wanna put me down. Come on now, let me in the CC around. Come on, man. Some men don't love it all. Some people get lucky now. They don't luck at all. I got enough to go around getting. That ain't all. Well, now you can do the thing that you wanna do. You can do all them things that you wanna do. Come on, baby, just sit right down and hear these Big Bill Blues. Yeah, now.
Sounding like an old Delta Blues recording from the 1930s, that was in fact Chris Cotton, a young white dude from California, emulating the blues greats there. Blues for Big Bill from Chris Cotton's debut album on Yellow Dog Records, the album entitled I Watched the Devil Die. You are listening to Podcast 186. It is June 2013's edition of Blues Time, coming your way from down under cyberspace at www.sablues.org. The good blues Dr. Jerome Duvendan's here and travelling north on the New England Highway and heading home, it's blues duo Keith Hall and Pat Dow. Here they are from their album, Blues Hall.
Take it slow, I'm walking all the way. Give me last tower. I'm standing here on this New England highway. I'm going home.
My amazing mum is always trying to influence me with songs that she thinks, or that she likes and she thinks I could cover really well. And a while ago she walked into the bedroom and said, "Sean, I've got this song for you to cover." That's pretty much how she throws it out there every time. I went, "Yes, mum, righto, what is it?" And she took me out to the lounge and chucked this DVD on that she'd just found at the library or something, and it was Tom Jones, and I went, "Oh no." And Tom Jones was singing this song called "Am I Wrong," which was completely different to anything I'd ever heard him do. It was really raw and groovy and addictive, and it was that Delta kind of sound that I love and am influenced by thoroughly. And I later learnt that it was written by a guy called Kevin Moore, or Keb Moe, and so I rushed down to the store, and actually my mother rushed down to the store and got the Keb Moe DVD. And as soon as I saw him do it live, I went, "Yep, I gotta cover this song."
Kirk with the Kip Moe song, Am I Wrong? And that's from the Sean Kirk album and DVD, The Wick Sessions. Blues music, secular and profane, but it has a sacred and hallowed side to it as well. Here, representing the sanctified and reputable dimension of blues music, and from the album Platinum Gospel, it is the Five Blind Boys of Alabama, followed closely by and representing the disreputable and profane dimension of blues music, it is Rich Mahan to tell us all about Loose Lucy.
It's all right to have a good time. Cause it's all right, yeah, it's all right. And she said it's all right, it's all right. Don't you know it's all right? It's all right, it's all right to have a good time. Cause it's all right, yeah, it's all right. Let me say it, yeah, amen. Say it now, yeah. We'll be right back.
is paved with good intentions. From Northport, Florida, that was American rocker Robert Allen, aka Downtown Mystic, with the single No Exceptions. To round off podcast 186, let's hear from the winners of the 34th Blues Music Awards held in Memphis, Tennessee in May of this year. Award winner in the category of Best Traditional Blues Album was The Manish Boys. And from their Double Dynamite album, let's have a listen to their version of this Muddy Waters classic.
Man, whoa, well, well, well. and stew here. Gonna bring back the second cousin. That's Little John the Conqueror. Now all you little girls sitting out there lying, I can make love to you, honey, in 5 minutes time. I'm a natural born lover's man. I'm a man. I'm a rolling stone. Man. I'm the hoochie coochie man.
Podcast 186, June 2013's edition of Blues Time was produced by David Stokel and recorded in the Bowen Studio, located in beautiful suburban Adelaide. Podcasts are made available for downloading at sablues.org, on the web and in the business of promoting roots and blues music since 1997, and podcasting a mature mix of rich roots and blues music since 2005. This is Jerome Duvendin speaking.